Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in light of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Oh,
Good evening. Good evening. This praise. Yes, 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 yes. This praise. I owe you this praise, and I can't praise you enough. That was Elder Derek McDuffie featuring Pastor Alonzo Chakwet from Kingdom Sound right here in Portland, Oregon. We are truly blessed and honored to have you with us tonight. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Good evening, and welcome to the Light of Portland broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black. It is an honor, a privilege, and my pleasure to be able to worship with you on tonight. I hope and pray that you had on your shouting shoes, amen, because that song got us moving, amen, it got us moving, and we came tonight to worship the Lord, to magnify him, and to lift him up, and we're just so honored that you took out the time to come and worship with us. Do me a favor, text somebody and tell them that we are here for Sunday night worship. I know we forgot what it was like to go to church on Sunday nights. We so used to going to church in the morning and maybe at 3 o'clock. And I remember as a kid, you could not beat me going to church. We would do Sunday school, 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then turn around and run over to somebody's church at 7 o'clock. Yep, I was in church when I started driving all day long. So we forgot how it was to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's day, just praising him and magnifying him. So do me a favor, invite somebody, tell somebody, just text them right now. Say, hey, come to church with me, the Light of Portland. You ain't even got to put on no shoes. You can just come on and have a hallelujah good time with me tonight in the Lord. We are in store for a great treat on tonight. And we just truly want to and let the world know that we are ready for a hallelujah good time. We are so excited about what's happening in our city. I am so grateful, so thankful that the Alberta Street Pub every Sunday will be sponsoring a Sunday gospel brunch. Alberta Street Pub is located on the corner of 10th and Alberta. It's $10 to get in, and then the food is delicious. Menu started about $8 to $12. There's coffee, there's soda, there's good fellowship. Just want to encourage you on next Sunday, our very own Sister Saida Wright will be ministering through song. And then the Sunday after next will be Arlita Ward. And then on the fourth Sunday will be our very own Brother Timothy Phillips. Those of you that are been in Portland for a long time, he came from Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church, and his family went to New Testament Church of God in Christ. And Timothy is no stranger to the city of Portland when it comes to gospel music. But he will be here in Portland. He now lives in Atlanta, Georgia. He will be here in Portland on the fourth Sunday, ready to give God some praise. And so I want us, Portland, to pack out that house to show Brother Timothy that we are excited that he is here. His son is actually hosting all of those gospel brunches on Sunday. And so let's show our love and appreciation to this young man that is going back to his roots. He said, when I was a child, come on, somebody, I hear the scripture. It said, train up a child. And the way he should go, he may depart, but when he gets older, he might come back. And that's what Brother Tim Second told us on last week. He was like, I was raised in the church. I left the church and I did my own thing. And now I'm here and I'm managing this pub, but I don't feel right because something's missing in my life. And so he says the church, he was taught that the church is supposed to go out into the highways and the byways and compel men and women and boys and girls. So why not go out to the pub? Come on now. He preached on that thing last week. And so that's what he's doing. He's opening up the pub for the church to come on in to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And we want to support that young man and his work. You heard this evening the sounds of Kingdom Sound. Our very own Derek McDuffie, a local resident musician here in the city. And today we were blessed to salute him in our Black History Moment. He is a recording artist, and you'll hear another song by him a little later tonight before we get ready for our speaker. We give all praise to God, and then we honor those that labor with us during this broadcast and sharing this platform with us. We thank God for the men and women that preach every Sunday night. And I want to say this. I salute all of those people that preach to us on this broadcast. We've had quite a few. We've got some regulars, Pastor Pamela Laws, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, Elder Ketty Copeland, Elder Catherine Brown, Elder Kathy Miniweather, Elder Bruce Mitchell, Elder Demetrius Devers, Pastor Regina Zachary. We have so many that have preached on this Blog Talk, The Light of Portland, and I honor them tonight. I honor them. They might be on the line. They might not be on the line, but I honor and I appreciate the God that's inside of them because I know that they are all busy doing the work of the kingdom. So we honor them tonight. We honor the Butterfields that make this platform possible, and we honor our spiritual covering, spiritual mother, Archbishop Ruth Smith. So grateful to God that we have these men and women in our lives, these women and men and women of God in our lives, that they pray for us and that they pour into us and they encourage us and they challenge us to stay on the Lord's side, to do the work that God has commissioned and commanded us to do. And so we're so excited about that. Tonight, joining us, taking us to the throne of grace, Brother John Hart. You heard him last Sunday share his testimony, and I'm honored that he's going to be doing our opening prayer. Following our opening prayer, we will have another selection from Kingdom Sound, Elder Derek McDuffie, and then our speaker tonight, Elder Kathy Miniweather. She is a resident of Portland, Oregon. She is the overseer to Sweet Homes Ministries and the Our Upper Room Prayer Call. And we thank God that he has blessed her to be able to share her gift with the body of Christ. Elder Miniweather is a mother, a grandmother, a sister, an auntie, and I can say she is my friend. Amen. And I'm truly grateful to God that she will be coming to share the word with us on tonight. I'm going to ask if Brother Hart, if you can push one for me on your phone so that I can bring you on live. And you can take us to the throne of grace. Amen. I'm yielding this call over to Brother Hart to open up in prayer. You will hear a selection. And following that selection, the next voice you hear will be that of our speaker, Elder Kathy Miniweather.
Good afternoon. So, Father, you're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We come before you, we confess our sins of unforgiveness, of not doing things your ways. We ask for forgiveness for doing things our way and not staying on the narrow path. We also come giving thanks for another day to praise your almighty name, Christ. We thank you for your grace and your which is innumerable. So much grace that it can't be counted. We thank you for loving us. Please send your Holy Spirit to guide us and to light the narrow path. Please let the tonight's word bring edification to those listening. Let the hearts of men who love you not fail them. Give them hearts of lions to make war with the wicked. Help men to stand in their place as soldiers and warriors for you, Christ. Amen.
take authority. It's not about me, it's all about you. Please manifest your glory and take authority.
Amen, amen, and amen. We want to see him high and lifted up. Hallelujah. We bring you greetings this evening in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Elder Athy Manyweather. Pastor Black, we thank you for that wonderful introduction. We praise God for being able to represent the Lord tonight, to be used as his voice, as he gives us his utterance. And we are excited to see what the Lord is doing here in the City of Roses and around the United States and right here in the whole wide world. God is moving. And I want you to know that I move tonight as led by the Spirit of God. And I hope you paid a close attention to the prayer toward the end of the prayer that the brother prayed tonight, where he said he talked about soldiers and warriors. So we are going to talk tonight a little bit about that. But we just want to honor, first of all, the Lord Jesus Christ, who truly is the head of our lives, who gives us grace, who gives us the abilities to represent him in good times and in bad times. Again, to you, Pastor Black, my dear and wonderful friend and confidant and one that's been in a part of my life for such a long time, we praise God for you. And we praise God for those who make this platform available for us to share and be a part of the ministry of Jesus Christ. And we give him honor, glory, and praise. We're going to go straight to the throne tonight so that we can see what it is God has brought to us tonight and how he wants to use us to bring him glory. Most gracious Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. Yes, Lord, we want to see you high and lifted up. So tonight we magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you. We build you, Lord God. We lift you up. We honor you and we worship you. We worship you, Lord God, for this opportunity to be a part of the move of your Spirit, to hear you, Lord God, and not only to hear you, Lord, because you want us to obey the word of God. And Father, we bless you tonight in the name of Jesus for your goodness and your mercy toward us, the children of men. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us, and we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the beautiful, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our King, we pray. Thank God. And amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you, true soldiers of the Christ, of Christ Jesus, I know that you have your word. I'm going to rephrase that. Since you have your Bibles with you tonight, we're going to ask that you would turn with us very quickly to the book of 2 Timothy. And here, as we went before the Lord preparing, we had a little bit of time to prepare this message. But you know what? What we might want to do may not be what God wants to do in us. And what we might want to say may not be what God has chosen for us to say. So tonight it is our prayer that the Lord will use us according to his glory and his plan. Again, we're going to look at 2 Timothy, just one or two verses there. Beginning in chapter 1, we're going to look at verse 8, which says, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me his prisoner." We know this is Paul talking. "But be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." Turn over, if you have to chapter 2. And remember the prayer the brother just said. Tonight in chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Tonight, my brothers and sisters, we have a topic for you. God is saying tonight there is a call to war. Hallelujah. And God is looking for a few good men and women that are willing to hear his voice, honor the call, do whatever it takes to be true soldiers of Jesus Christ. We know that this book is the second of two books, second of two letters that Paul had written to his young protege Timothy. There was a need and a sense of urgency. So we invite you to read chapter 1 when you get a chance to read that. There is a sense of urgency because you know what? This is one of the last letters that Paul writes before he's actually his life is taken from him. So there was a lot that needed to be poured into Timothy. He was encouraging young Timothy, just like we are encouraging you, my brothers and sisters, tonight, that God has called us as soldiers of Jesus Christ, and he wants us to know there is a battle up ahead that you and I need to be ready for. And just like if you were drafted into the U.S. Army tonight, we know right now there's a war going on. And if they were to draft us, they're not just going to put us out there on the front line. They're going to send us through some basic training. Hallelujah. And that basic training is going to teach us all about our weaponry. It's going to get us clothed in the right garments for all of these things. So is the Spirit of God. God takes his young soldiers, his privates, and he gets them ready for war. I know tonight I've got probably some generals on the line. I know there might be a few privates out there. Oh, you know military talk. I know there's some lieutenants out there. That means that you've been on a battlefield for a long time. But let me tell you something. Just because we have been on the battlefield for a long time, the strategy of the enemy has changed. Therefore, we must change. Hallelujah. Therefore, we must be in a position to hear the commander-in-chief himself when he speaks to us, and let us hear whether or not we are truly clothed in the whole armor of God. We're not going to focus tonight so much on the armor, because you know what you should be dressed in. Because when you accepted Jesus Christ, one of the first things that we learn is about the whole armor of God. But I do want to encourage you, inspect your armor. Make sure you got on both shoes. Come on now. Some of us are having problems and we're arguing and going on because we ain't got but one shoe on. So therefore, we're not spreading peace like we should. You see where the Spirit is going with this? As a soldier of Jesus Christ, we are to be dressed, fully dressed from head to toe, with that helmet on down to our shoes. But then, as the pastor was giving honor, I knew the Spirit was speaking. She took time to honor the men and the women that get on this Sunday night call, and they proclaim the gospel of the good news. This is exactly what God had told me to do. So, Pastor Black, we are spot on here. So the Lord told me, he said, this is the last days of the month of February. It is the shortest of the months throughout the year. He's taught us some stuff as soldiers of Christ throughout the month of February. And tonight he wants there to be a refresher. He's saying tonight there's somebody that wasn't on the call last Sunday or Sunday before last. So he told me to take us on back to the beginning. He told us to get on back and take a look at what Elder Bruce Mitchell told us back in the beginning of the month. As he said, it's coming from Psalms 119. Beginning at verse 67, I believe is where he read first. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. He started us off with what? The word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. Maybe we might be talking a little bit more about the armor than I realize. It is the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. If you don't know the word of God tonight, we need to learn the word of God tonight, because when the enemy comes up at you, you've got to have the right weapon in your hand, in your arsenal, to fire back at him. If he tempted the green tree, who was Jesus Christ, after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, you best believe he's going to come after you. And Jesus defeated the enemy with the word of God. So Elder Mitchell told us, then he looked at verse 71. He says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The statutes is the word of God, what God tells us to do, what doth the Lord. These are the things that the man of God reminded us as children or soldiers of Jesus Christ that we needed to have on. He gave us three things to remember. He said, first of all, have right living for Jesus or for God's glory. We can't live any old kind of way Saturday, we'll say Monday through Saturday, and then expect the fire of the Holy Ghost to come falling down on us on Sunday morning. God is not a God of Sunday. He's not a God of Wednesday night Bible study. He is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week God who is there watching over everything that we do. When we join the army of Christ Jesus, guess what? We forfeited our right to act a fool Monday through Saturday and Sunday. Oh, you better say that again, my sister. I didn't say it. I'm just telling you what I hear. We forfeited our rights to be angry and sin and just keep on having any old kind of an attitude about it. As if you are drafted today in the U.S. military, you're going to leave some stuff outside they walls. You're not bringing that mess in there. So that means as soldiers of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to learn how to leave this other stuff behind. Ask God to give you the strength to let it go so that you can have on the armor of God that God wants you to have. And Elder Mitchell also told us, he teaches us how to reverence the Lord. We have to reverence. If you reverence and respect and love and honor and cherish God, you're going to do everything. Now, we are in our flesh. We're going to make mistakes. The pastor tells us that all the time. Because we are human, we are going to make mistakes. But we don't strive to stay in sin. We strive to be more and more like Jesus Christ as he grows us up as from day to day. From day one that we gave our lives to him, he started working in us. And he's not going to finish until we take our last breath. Let me tell you something tonight. When you enlisted with Jesus Christ, you enlisted for life. There's no running AWOL. You run AWOL, you can ask Jonah, what you're going to come back and you're going to do what he wants you to do, but you don't want to come back by way of the whale's belly. So when you enlisted in this army, you enlisted for life. But God is wanting us to know that we need to have on that full armor tonight. And then he also told us, retained glory. The things that you have already learned here to date, up until through this day, through this time, to this hour, retain those things, but yet strive to know more. Strive to do all that you can to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That was Elder Mitchell. That these are just little highlights from some of the things that he told us back on February 6th. And then we went on down to Elder Catherine Brown. Elder Catherine Brown happens to be, I believe she's from here, right here in Portland. She said to us, God doesn't just want us to survive. He wants us to thrive. Anybody that's been drafted into the army and you served, I know that Deacon Gwynn is probably on the line tonight. He went through the Navy. He talks about the reeling and the rocking of the ships and all of these things that they had to endure. He didn't go there just to survive. He came to strive so that he is still on the battlefield for the Lord. He may be out of the Navy, U.S. Navy, but he has not left the battlefield of the Lord. This is how we are tonight. We have got to learn how to thrive in the Word of God. Not just survive, not just know enough to carry on a conversation when you see the pastor coming. You need to know how to carry on a conversation when it's just you and God, when it's just you and the mailman, and the Lord wants to use you. We need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, but we can rightly divide the word of truth with anybody, anytime when the Lord wants to use us. So the sister or the elder told us, we have got to learn how to thrive in Christ Jesus. Oh, she took us to Elijah. And he showed us, he said the word of the Lord came to him. You know the story of Elijah. He'd run from Jezebel and he done called down fire from heaven. And there is a drought and he's out there by the brook. The brook dries up. So the Lord sends him down to a widow, the widow of Zarephath. He gets there. She ready to die. She ain't got no food, just a little bit to make herself something to eat and her son. That's all she's got left. And she's just going to die. But God speaks to the man of God. We need to live a life where God can speak to us because somebody's blessing is dependent on what God is going to say to us and whether or not we obey. So he tells her, do what you're going to do. Go bake yourself a cake, but bake me one first. He stretched her faith, y'all. Somebody's faith is ready to be stretched because it took faith. Now, I ain't got but a little bit, and you gonna ask me to bake you some first? But you know what? That she had heard about the man of God. Your reputation for the Christ that you serve or the commander ought to precede you. We hide under him. It's no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. Oh, you hear the word of God. It is what we do for Christ. These are the things that draw people to him. It is not us. It is the Christ that is in us. So she obeys the man of God. She bakes the cake. And by her doing that, God bless it. He touched that barrel and the flour doesn't run out. He touches the oil and it doesn't run out until the drought is over. Oh, taste and see that our God is good tonight. When we obey the word of God, when we honor the word of God, God will bless not only us, but somebody who thought they had had their last, but they were willing to share it with God. Because what we do for others, we do for God. Come on now. We think we're doing it for the man on the street, but we're doing it in obedience to the will of God. God is going, he might be testing some of us to see if we are really willing to part with some of these things that we got. Some of us have far more than what we really truly need. And yet we don't want to share a little bit of what we already have. So we praise God for Elder Catherine Brown. Those were some of the things that she told us. And one of the last things she says, the word of God is for the people of God. See, she said the same thing. It's all about the word of God. And we know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, it is the spirit of God that we know will lift up a standard against him. If we don't know the word, you ain't gonna know to say that when all hell is breaking loose in your life. When you know that you know the word of God says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you ain't mad at your husband. You ain't mad at your wife. It ain't your kids. The Bible tells us plainly that is not where our fight is. But if you don't know the word of God tonight, you're gonna be a cussing and a fussing. I'm just gonna keep it real, cussing and a fussing and acting like the world. And they can't tell us from the world. And that is not how God wants us as soldiers of the cross to live. We should have on our feet shod peace as much as possible. The sister reminded us. As much as lies in you, live in peace with all men. The word says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. What does that say to us, brothers and sisters? You need to figure out a way, ask God to help you to get over there, over this anger and get it done before the sun goes down. Because if you do not, it will fester and fester and fester, and it gets worse and worse. So we need to ask God to give us strength. Show us where we maybe are missing or are lacking a little bit in with the armor of God. And then we're going to come on up here and we're going to look at, you heard Pastor Pamela Laws. Her name was mentioned. Pastor Law came on the 20th, and one of the first things she did, she apologized because she was about to stir in some stuff. And what she did, she brought the word of God on forgiveness, the pursuit. Listen at that, the pursuit of forgiveness. There's power in being able to forgive because the word tells us we forgive others as God has forgiven us. Most of us have done some sin. Some of y'all on there maybe haven't, but some of us on this line, we have a lot that we need God to forgive us for. Therefore, God is asking and requiring his soldiers that you learn how to forgive, holding on to all of that old pain and suffering and all of that other stuff is causing you to miss your blessing. It might be jeopardizing your walk with God. It might be jeopardizing your intimacy with God. Oh, taste and see that God is good, but you can't have that because you pissed off at somebody. You mad at somebody. Oh, yeah, I said it because that's what's in my heart. You mad at this one. You mad at that. Somebody hurt you back in 1922 or whenever it was, and you still mad, and they long dead. Can't do nothing about it, but you still got that old hurt in your heart. As soldiers of the cross, we got to let all this stuff go. Because in basic training, they got to learn how to crawl on their bellies. They got to learn how to march in the rain and get over those beams and things like that. In Christ Jesus, there's going to be a time you're going to have to crawl on your belly and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and let God use you. And it may be to the very one that did you wrong. Oh, we get into old man Job. He's on the way. Don't worry about that. We have got to know that God is looking for a few good men and a few good women. Because there's a call to war. There is a war a brewing in the heavenlies, and God wants his men and women to be ready. The pursuit of peace, she said to us, is a state of mind. It is a state of mind, which is, it challenges us. We want to be angry. I have a right to be angry. Yeah, you have a right to be angry as long as we are angry and what? Don't sin. That's where the line is drawn for us as soldiers of Jesus Christ. If we are talking about what's going on to somebody else and anybody that will listen in at us, and we slamming somebody else, we have crossed the line as soldiers of Jesus Christ. We are pursuing the wrong thing. We want somebody to have a pity party right along with us. Misery loves company. But soldiers, we ain't got time to be miserable. We have got to be ready to fight, because the enemy of our soul is waiting to snatch another one out of life. And we've got to be ready. The enemy has blinded so many eyes because of hurt and because of pain, because of sorrow. But tonight we serve a risen Savior who hung and bled on the cross for us, that we can take all our cares to him. We can take all our sorrows to him. We can take all our burdens to him and leave it there. Lay it at his feet. Tell him all about it. He already knows, but tell him anyway. If you hate the person, you hate him. Tell God I hate him, but I don't want to hate him because you tell me not to hate. We have to bring the truth to God, because you know what? A lie, the Bible says a liar. All liars have their place in the lake of fire. And if you speak in one way to me and speak in another way behind my back, that truly makes you a liar. And that's not what God is wanting from his soldiers. Oh, I ain't criticizing nobody tonight. The Lord ain't sent me to judge nobody, but he wants us to be ready for battle, spiritual battle. It may happen in our families. It may happen on your job. It may happen in the supermarket. Oh, they coming up in the supermarket killing. What we gonna do if we in Walmart and they get the shooting? What we gonna do? Are we gonna tuck tail and run? Are we gonna hear the power of the anointing of God to tell us what to do? He may even tell us, don't go to that Walmart today. But if we're mad at somebody and we're harboring any kind of resentment in our hearts, we may miss him. Brothers and sisters can't get along. Husbands and wives can't get along. And they both supposed to be Christians. Christ is not divided against himself. He's not divided. We need to stop and take some inventory and look at what the problem is. It is not with my brother. It is not with my sister. It is with the enemy that wants so desperately to keep us divided from each other. Because there is a powerful threefold cord in unity. Unity bonds us and unity holds us together. And when you got a bunch of believers working in unity, you better believe he's going to try to break it up. But the Spirit of God is going to be there to help us. So the sister taught us, pursue forgiveness. Oh, she talked about a lot more. But for the sake of time, we encourage you, my brothers and sisters, when you come onto these programs, and they are, you may not be a note taker, but jot something down, because God may take you back to that something that's going to be a blessing, not necessarily for you, but for somebody else. For somebody else. God is faithful. He's faithful and he is just. And the sister said to us, don't let things of the past be a hindrance to your future. And I remember the pastor getting on after all was said and done. And she said, if you find yourself in a staggering position, or you're stalemated, you ain't going forward, you ain't going back, you might want to ask God. Now, let me tell you something I've learned from experience. When you ask God to show you your spiritual armor, you better grab hold of something, because you might be just be surprised that you may not be as clothed as you think you are, because God won't show you the truth, because he wants you to know what you may be lacking, so that you can come on up a little higher, get those shoes on, get that belt of truth around you, protecting your heart with the breastplate of righteousness. We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ, and that is what protects our heart. Out of our bellies or out of our hearts, issues of life are the word of God. Living water flows from us if it's in us. If God is in us, the hope of glory, then it can flow. The more you put in, the more he can bring out. It is crucial that we be prepared. And then lastly tonight, my sisters and brothers, I get to remind us, for those who were on the call, everybody on this call tonight knows the story of Job. Oh, for the last couple of Sundays, God has been using, first of all, last week, he used the three friends of Job. Job lost everything he had, and as the sister told us today, four bad, horrible things happened to him in one day. We can't hardly handle one, but he lost all of his animals. He lost his possessions. He lost his precious children. He lost all of these things in one day. And then here comes his friends. For a whole week, nobody said nothing because nobody knows what to say. And we don't know what to say at a time like that. We really don't know. And then we get to a point where we feel that somebody ought to say something. And what comes out of our mouths sometimes ain't the right thing to say. So they begin to criticize Job one by one, thinking they knew what was right. Oh, they were right to a certain degree about being able to repent and do those things. But they felt that Job had done something wrong. But the Bible starts out in Job 1 telling us that Job was upright. He was upstanding. He hadn't done anything. But the one thing that I found out about Job had just heard about God. It was things that he had heard and had been passed on from generation to generation. But after Job, he did good. He held out for a long time. But you know what? We in our flesh, we can only hold on for just so long, and then we break down. And then we begin to question God, and that's where God steps in. And he began to speak to Job from a whirlwind. And he began to ask Job, where were you when I did this, and where were you when I did that? And what blew me away, and he said, I got some questions for you, and you will answer. My brothers and sisters, soldiers of the cross, one of these days, if you don't truly know the Lord, you will have to answer to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Because he's coming back, and he's coming back for what? A church without a spot or a wrinkle or blemish or any such thing. But we're going to stand before him. If we are blood-washed soldiers of the cross, we won't have to worry about being condemned. We'll be going to receive the reward of the things that we've done for Christ down here in this life. Because remember, we forfeited everything else when we signed up, when we enlisted as soldiers of Jesus Christ. Tonight, my sisters and brothers, God is looking for a few good men and women because it is a call to war. And I want you to know, as the sister taught us on forgiveness, and so did Job, because see, God was angry with those three men who thought they were right. How many times do we think we're right and we're wrong? It's two left shoes on a right foot. It won't go. It won't fit. God told Job, at first he told them to go get a sacrifice, bring it to Job. And then he said, Job, when you pray for them, the ones that have talked about you and told you, you must have done something wrong. That's why your children died. How terrible was that? But we can be, as people, we can be just that insensitive. We can be just that ignorant. Ignorance is unlearned. We can just be, because we think we want to say something, and we just don't know what to say. So tonight I want to say to you, just like God went through a silent spell, if we had to stay silent a little bit longer till God spoke, then we, when he gives us what to say, then we can say it. There's a verse over in Proverbs 15 and 23 that says, a man has joy in the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? But that's not what Job's friends did. They criticized him to him. Job, you need to repent. But you know what? When God started asking Job some questions, he said to Job, you need to answer. And Job responded and said, it was me. Yeah, Lord, I did it. I said it. But I done said too much already. So I'm just going to sit here now in dust, and I'm going to repent because I spoke of things I do not know. But Job goes on to say in another passage of that scripture, I had heard about him, but now I've seen him for myself. Tonight, soldiers of the cross, hallelujah. Some of you have only heard about him. But when you taste and see the goodness of the Lord and you see God unfold in your life, blessings, wisdom, understanding, when he unfolds things that only God himself knows, hallelujah. When he unfolds and lets you know this is me that is doing these things, he expects you to walk in that and obey him because he's speaking directly to you. It is our prayer tonight that as God is looking for a few good men and women, that we will be like Job. And the sister reminds us, we will forgive those that have hurt us. We will forgive and forget so that God can then come to us and say to us, my sister, when you pray for them, I will forgive them. Hallelujah. Because God was mad. So Job prayed and God forgave his three friends. Are we walking in Christ tonight as soldiers of the cross, willing to forgive? And then when we forgive, God will bless us with more than what we had in the beginning. God wants to pour out into us his spirit, his word, his goodness, his mercy, his long suffering, his peace, all of the fruit of the spirit, his love, his peace, his patience, all of those things so that we can truly be soldiers of the cross of Jesus Christ. And tonight, my brothers and sisters, it is a call to war. Are you ready to serve? Hallelujah. Father God, tonight we bless you. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you for all you have done in our lives. We magnify you, Lord, and we thank you. We realize it is you, Lord God, that has called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We realize tonight that you want us to be the soldiers that you can pour yourself into, that we will be ready to fight, ready to love, ready to suffer long, ready to go through affliction, Lord God, and ready to wait on you in your silence. Because, Lord, because you are silent does not mean that you are not speaking. Father God, we bless you, Lord God, for all you have done. We thank you that you have brought us to this hour. And today, Lord God, as we have one more day left in February, you told me, as you told Daniel, close it up, for there are no more Sundays. But Lord, you expect us to walk in what you have taught us, what you have reminded us, because you are looking for a few good men and women that will fight the good fight of faith. Father God, we bless you tonight as those who are blood washed and ready to serve you, Lord. But Lord God, we pray that we will honor you all the days of our lives so that we can be like Brother Paul. I finished my course. I kept the faith. And Lord God, we thank you. Thank you for loving us enough to remind us and to let us know that you are looking for a few good men and you've chosen us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on this call. If you are tonight, Lord God, I pray that you would touch every heart, whether they've been with you, Lord, 30 years, 30 months, 30 minutes, and help us all to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. But Lord God, it is not you, it is not us who called us, but it is you who called us out of darkness to be your soldiers of the cross. In Jesus Christ's precious name, I pray. I give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank God. Hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, I yield the call back to you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What an awesome, awesome word on tonight. Thank you, Elder, for just taking us back on taking us through a spiritual journey back into the Word of God to remind us that everything that we've heard all month was to prepare us to be good soldiers able to fight the good fight of faith. Thank you so much for that word on tonight. Thank you to everyone who called in to be a part of the Light of Portland. It is my prayer that something was said tonight to encourage you and to strengthen your love relationship with the Lord, to intensify your prayer life, and to help you ask God to elevate your faith that you may be the church that he's calling for in these last and evil days. Well, it's our time to say goodbye for this Sunday, but we'll be back next Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. for another time of prayer, praise, and preaching. Thank you for joining us tonight. It has been my pleasure to worship with you. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. May the God of hope now fill you with all joy and peace, that you may be filled with hope, not only for yourself, but to share with somebody else. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
All right, everybody, back up on your feet. We have a simple love song that we love to sing to our Savior. It's simply called Jesus, I Love You. We've been singing it in the Portland area for years, and now we want to teach it to you and have a little fun with it. Come on, Kingdom, help me sing it. Say,
Jesus, I love you.
Now everybody just move from side to side. We decided to go choir style on this. Come on, help me say,
Jesus, I love you.
That's all the song says. Now let's lift it to our Lord and Savior. Come on, let's lift it. Jesus,
Jesus,
I love you.
I love you.
Say it again. Jesus,
Jesus,
I love you.
I love you.
Come on, say it one more time.
Jesus,
I love you.
I love you.
Say it again for our sake.
I love you.
How you say?
I'm set free.
I'ma sing it. You know it already. Where my sopranos at? Where my sopranos at? Where my sopranos at? Come on, sopranos, you know it.